Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Happy to be here. Tomorrow, Congressman John McGuire is going to be joining us. It was so fascinating last week in Israel. I had just gotten checked in and then gone upstairs to the room and trying to unpack stuff. Came back down into the lobby and there, John McGuire, Congressman John McGuire and his lovely bride Tracy. And I really thought for a second, man, I'm just kind of seeing stuff or whatever. But sure enough, the congressman had just wrapped up a week in Israel, and it was wonderful to see him. I don't know exactly what he saw last week or the week before, but we'll talk about some of it tomorrow. Because even though I had the chance to spend time with the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, and the prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, and the speaker of the Knesset, Amir Ohani, the foreign minister, Gideon Saar, and multiple members of parliament and ambassadors. I mean, they're all very accomplished, very powerful, very cool people. What was the most impactful, probably not surprisingly, was heading south into the Negev. The south of Israel is an active war zone. And if you were to go on a tour tomorrow, you're not going to the south. You're not going to be standing on the border with Gaza, as I was. That was one of the benefits, if you will, of being part of this special delegation invited by the prime minister. But when I went to this first kibbutz, Nahal Oz, I was struck by a couple of things. I was struck by how the architecture, frankly, just looked like Florida. Lots of stucco, lots of clay, sort of half-barrel tiles on the roof. I was struck by how close the houses are to each other. How tiny the you can't really even call them streets or roads. There's way more bicycles and golf carts than there are cars or trucks in this community. There's like, I don't know, 400 homes, I think. It just reminded me of my parents' neighborhood in South Florida. But just a matter of almost 2 years ago, it was the site of a slaughter. It was the site of three waves of Hamas terrorists coming into that community, going door to door, murdering, threatening, setting fires, throwing grenades and other incendiary devices into safe rooms, knowing full well that they were either going to kill people or force people out of those rooms so that they could then be killed on the street. We went to the park where the Nova Music Festival was. This is where this started, right? I just kind of assumed when I heard it was a, quote, music festival, that it was some gigantic stadium or something like that, right? It's a park. It's a park. If you have gone to Pocahontas State Park, you've been someplace that is pretty similar to the park where this music festival took place, and frankly, Pocahontas State Park is bigger. Simply a park and an outdoor concert. It is now a memorial, but when I went there, I had the opportunity to speak with the chief law enforcement guy for the border police, and we were kind of joking. I mean, he spoke great English. We swapped some stories and patches and coins and all that other good stuff. But we were talking. He said, "You know, I'm 58 years old. I don't like this music." I said, "Oh my God, yeah, we're fundamentally the same age, and I wouldn't like the music either, right?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "You know, it's just kids. It's just kids." And that's really what it was. It was just kids. Kids that were going to a concert. Kids, 18, 19, 20 years old, who said to their pals, "Hey, you want to go to the concert? It's, you know, it's in the park." "Okay, yeah, we'll go." And they went. And all they intended to do was to have fun, as 20-something-year-old kids would want to do at a concert, attended by other 20-something-year-old kids at a concert. And then the terrorists arrive. And the first wave of the terrorists, just so that you know, were on a mission where they were simply slaughtering anybody that they saw, strafing with fully automatic weaponry, and killing left, right, center, completely and totally indifferent to human life. Some of the kids at the music festival, many of the kids at the music festival realized something is going on here, and we got to get out of here. So they jumped in their cars. And you had perhaps a mile or 2 miles of cars backed up on the road. It was a traffic jam. And so what did the terrorists do? The terrorists went to essentially the front of that area where the cars were. And they started damaging the cars. Now, they were damaging the cars and they were shooting at people in the cars, but they weren't necessarily trying to kill the people in the cars. Why? Well, because they had other plans to kill those people. Oh, they were going to kill them, but they weren't just going to shoot them. What they did was to injure people inside the cars so that the people could not escape from the cars. Injured severely enough that they would be trapped in those cars, and then the terrorists went and set the cars on fire so that they burned people alive. A mile or more worth of vehicles served as the modern-day ovens to murder those people. They did the same thing with bomb shelters and safe rooms and garbage dumpsters where some of the people had been hiding. It was all about inflicting as much damage as possible, as much torture as possible. I saw videos that I can't even begin to describe of what these terrorists did to innocent people, children. I mean, I'm talking about kids, right? 18, 19 years old. I'm talking about babies, 6, 7 months old, 10 months old. I cannot even begin to describe for you what they did. We went to an area where they had the cars that had been set on fire. 1,650 cars served as vehicles for murder. And the captain of that base said that the first job that his team had for a solid month from sun up to sundown was vacuuming out the contents of those cars. Which seemed sort of odd until he explained that what they were doing was vacuuming out the ash to have it analyzed for DNA. When people received their loved ones, their remains, he shared with us, it was a little bit like emptying an ashtray. That's what Hamas is all about, and they're still all about. We'll talk more about it, I promise. Absolutely promise. Coming up in just a couple of moments, Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart. Ugh. Powerful writer, great new book. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and yes, I have returned from Israel. I am absolutely going to share some more stories. We're going to talk with Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. His book, Breaking the Law, the weaponization of our legal system. It's a must read. I'm simply going to say that. It is something you need to read. Now, you're not going to feel good about it. You're going to feel really bad about it. You're going to feel really angry about it. But you've got to know what it is that the leftists are up to and what they're willing to do. They absolutely know no bounds, and they will stop at nothing in an effort to remain in control. That's become clear. Want you to be aware of that. And again, you need to get that book. But we'll talk with Alex in a couple of moments. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here, Richmond's Morning News. Apparently, there is going to be a debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. I'm still trying to make heads or tails out of the Virginia PBA endorsements. Right? The Virginia PBA represents law enforcement officers in Virginia. It's a great group. And I am trying to poke around. You know, I've only been back a day or two. But trying to poke around and find out why it was a 2-of-3 Virginia PBA endorsing John Reed for lieutenant governor, endorsing Jason Meares for re-election as attorney general, but going with Abigail Spamberger in the governor's slot instead of Lieutenant Governor Sears. So as I turn up some things, I will be happy to let you know what I hear and why they did, in fact, make that decision. I also want you to know, if you have not seen some of the photos that I took in Israel, you probably should head on over to Facebook. I've got everything. I posted everything on the Radio Katz page. That's Jeff Katz, and then in parentheses it says Radio Katz, and you can find it all over there. An incredible trip, and a lot of people have asked, can we put together a Jeff Katz trip to Israel sometime next year? My answer is going to be yes. Because I think that it needs to be done. And I want to do it. I got to see a little bit. But spending time as I did with the President of Israel and the Prime Minister of Israel and the Speaker of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament, and multiple members of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament, was just amazing. The Foreign Minister. These are tough folks. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in the best way possible. These are tough people. And all that they're trying to do, all that the people in Israel are trying to do is leave the worry behind for a couple of seconds. And they can't do it. right? They can't live in peace. They can't live in any sort of relaxed state because of the terrorists. And all they want to do is live in peace. I'll share a couple of reflections from my time at the park where the Nova Music Festival was, as well as the first kibbutz that was hit, Nahal Oz, just ungodly, an ungodly vicious attack. But I'll share some of those details with you. Tomorrow, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. You don't want to miss that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. I know we've got some showers that are going to be passing through here in Hanover. It's certainly clouded over. We're just waiting, but nothing of any tremendous significance. That's what I'm seeing. All right, a little sprinkle here and there. We'll all be good. I made a point as I was traveling to Israel last week. I said, you know, I've got an 11-hour flight. That's a long time in the air. And I don't care how comfy you are. You got to have something to do. And breaking the law was what kept me company. Alex Marlowe's latest book, his latest must read, is nothing short of brilliant, but it's also terrifying on a couple of different levels. And I am so thrilled that Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, making time for us today, talk a little bit about it. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Jeff, it's really kind words. I appreciate the introduction. And I'll tell you that when you write these things, and I know you know this because it's the exact same thing as a broadcaster, that sort of the dream is just to be someone's companion, either in the car or on a trip or at night when you go to bed and you're reading a little bit. It's really nice. So thank you for that. That's very, very personal to me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I was so touched by the book and angered by so many parts of it.
Yeah.
And that's the part of it. Look, I don't want to tell your story. I want you to jump in. Number one, What is it that inspires you? You're the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Every single day, you've got 30 different stories that you have to share with people. Somehow you get the time and the inclination to do this book. So what is it that finally said to you, Alex, this must be written?
Yeah, this is what I try to do. I try to identify what are the biggest threats to the Republic that I feel like I might be seeing before others. I'm trying to look over the next hill and see who's coming over and what's the threat. And this is where I got this from Andrew Breitbart directly, who I was the first employee of Breitbart News. And Andrew was best known for the phrase, culture's upstream of politics, meaning that it really was the media and the entertainment industry that was guiding our politics, not the other way around. And we all agree with that now. We all think, oh, yeah, of course, that's what was happening. After watching Obama, like, we thought, yeah, why, how'd this guy get here? Oh, yeah, it was Hollywood. Hollywood installed him. But when Andrew was saying it, it was completely revolutionary. No one knew. And so luckily we've pushed hard against the establishment media, against the entertainment world, a lot of these cultural institutions that really were the bad guys during the first portion of the century in this country. But the left has stood up some new challenges for us. One of them, for example, is the wokeification of corporate boardrooms has been sort of a menace. But the one that no one's really tackled in book form or with a real thesis is the loftier superstructure. We all know it's all around us. We all know it's part of the reason why some of our streets are becoming more chaotic. We all saw the harassment of Donald Trump. We all saw the harassment of the J6 prisoners. But no one's really said, well, what's really going on here? Who's funding this? What are they doing? What are their intentions? And is this really as bad as I think? Well, unfortunately, it's worse. This is the threat to MAGA at this time. And I think I was able to break it down in the book so that anyone can understand it.
Let's talk about this vision most of us have, the statues, the displays, Lady Liberty, always blindfolded and, you know, and the scales, and it's just all straightforward and direct, and we don't ever put our finger on the scale and the rest of it. The reality is we've looked at the left, and you have pointed this out, they didn't have their thumb on the scale, man. They're jumping up and down on one side of the scale.
Precisely. And this is something that, of course, in retrospect, once you think of it, you think, yeah, of course that's what they're doing, if you know the left. And what I've come to understand growing up in Los Angeles, going to UC Berkeley, is that the left, the way they behave, is they regard political power above everything else, above God, above family, above vocation. Their number one thing is achieving political power, maintaining political power. And if you accept that premise, then it makes perfect sense that when they were able to, over many decades, to co-opt part of the legal apparatus, the legal structure of this country, and to turn it into a political branch so they could enact their politics, then that's, of course, what they were going to do. And the evidence is crystal clear, to the point where in half of these major Trump cases that I go through, and I go through all six of the big cases against Trump in a way that I think is pretty clear to the audience, that you'll be able to understand all of them, all the nuances. But in over half the cases, the main actors against Trump campaigned for office on the promise of getting Trump, which is illegal in our Constitution under equal protection under the law and due process. You're not allowed, because of the due process clause, to do that. And yet this happened, and we all acted like it was okay. It's not okay. And we accepted it and tolerated it, and that's not fair.
Alex Marlowe is joining us, the editor-in-chief at Breitbart, my first read each and every morning. Just reporting some facts here, Alex.
Thank you.
Which one of those cases do you think is the most egregious? This is like the opposite of which is your favorite kid. Which kid do you think the most? Which is the ugliest child in the group?
Oh, boy. And I got four kids, and they're all different. So it's really, I grapple with this from time to time. Yeah. No, it's so interesting because the most offensive case, I would say, was the two Jack Smith cases, just because Jack Smith, the special counsel appointed by Biden's highly politicized Department of Justice, was unconstitutional. It was an unconstitutional position, and that was one of the highest stakes. And they had a guy who should not have had that job. That was not a real job. And he got to operate for 18 months, harassing Trump, leaking to the press, going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. I would say, overall, it's really hard to top that. Yet, somehow, as an individual, Letitia James, who brought this case about Trump falsifying the values of his properties, which he had not done. That was, there were no victims of this crime. No one sought a penny from Trump. And yet she brought essentially a criminal trial in a civil court. And she did it while smiling and gloating in the press and not being subtle at all, not being classy at all. She is the most offensive individual. So I guess in terms of cases, Jack Smith, in terms of individuals, Tish James. But the most absurd case, that was the E. Jean Carroll one. That was the woman who claimed that Trump may or may not have raped her in a department store all these decades ago. And she kept it a secret, and she had no witnesses, and she wouldn't turn over key pieces of evidence. And she's a woman who has a cat named Vagina. Is literally, that's how nuts she is.
Yeah.
That chapter is my most fun to write because it's so ridiculous when you lay out all the facts end to end. So I know that's really not fair. I gave you three answers, but there they are.
Alex, let me talk quickly. And again, I am so grateful to you for making some time for us. This is such an important book. I want folks to get it, but I want them to get it from the right place in the right way. Is it Amazon? Is it somewhere else?
No, anything that's not pirated, I'm all good with. No, it's great. No, I'm fine with Amazon just because it's the easiest, and I just want people to get it. I perform the audiobook. I love ebooks, so this book is my best performing ebook thus far that I've seen, so that's fine too. But Amazon's very easy. Barnes & Noble is fine if that's your thing. It's always fun to go to a bookstore, but it should be in all the major retailers. Books a Million, if you don't like them, that's fine. Don't count on finding it at your local independent bookstore. That's one of they're sort of hostile to some of the stuff I read about, but anywhere is good.
All right. Well, then we're going to put the link up. I'm sure you won't mind. We're going to add it to the Jeff Katz Book Club on my website and just make it as easy as possible to get a copy of it. It is required reading. It's amazing to me, Alex, that I would say everything that you've written is a must read, and that is that's coming from the bottom of my heart as somebody who's written one or two things in his time. To have everything that you really have put pen to paper or finger to keyboard or whatever the writing technique is, they are must reads, and this is truly, in the big picture writ large, this is about preserving this republic.
That's the goal, and I want people excited about a couple of things. There will be additional investigations. They will bear fruit, and I want you to be able to, the book is a primer, so you can understand them and enjoy them. If you feel like you've been confused with the lawfare so far, you'll understand it. But it also is a call to arms, call to action, for people to have more civic engagement, to demand more from their elected leaders, because we are really on the brink here of having a way for the left, without having to win elections, to subvert our democracy. They attempted it in 2024, and we dodged that bullet, figuratively and literally, in some cases.
Yep.
And we've got to move ahead in a positive way, and now is the time to get deeply focused, because we've got the power to make some change.
No doubt. Alex, thank you, my friend, for being here. I want to get you back, as your schedule allows, talk more about this and see how these cases are developing and where we go from here.
Wonderful, Jeff. Thank you for all the kind words and all the support, and it means a lot. I work hard on these things, and it's nice to have your endorsement.
You betcha, sir. That is Alex Marlow. He is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. And if you're not starting your day over at Breitbart.com, let me strongly urge you to change whatever your routine is. And if you have not yet read Alex's latest book, Breaking the Law, then you need to do that. Just go to Amazon and get a copy of it. It is an absolute must read. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah. It's 5:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Just as a heads up, lots of clouds this evening, some showers as well, overnight low 67. I got news for you. I think we're opening the doors and the windows. I think it's going to be good sleeping weather. Now, next couple of days, we're looking at showers. Just that simple. Showers tomorrow, showers on Wednesday, partly cloudy by the time we get to Friday Eve. So, given the weather, it's just another reason you ought to be listening to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. That is tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. I would urge you, please, to listen. I am inviting you to lunch tomorrow. Now, I'm not paying for lunch, but I would still like you to join me for lunch. My friends at the Texas Inn, the tea room. You know what I'm talking about. David Saunders, Dave Saunders and the gang, they are doing something very special tomorrow. I'm just going to tell you what it says. It's right here. Texas Inn salutes Special Olympics of Virginia and Jeff Katz. Now, I'm the Jeff Katz portion of the Jeff Katz thing they just mentioned. The Texas Inn is going to be debuting a brand new menu item, and it is going to be sold, obviously. It's an item on their menu. And the money is going to be used to help out Special Olympics of Virginia. And Dave was kind enough to ask me to give him some insight on this particular menu item. Now, that's all I'm going to say. That is it. That's it. I'm not giving you any more details. But I am going to say, if you're not doing anything for lunch tomorrow, come on over to the Texas Inn. What is it? I always forget the address because I just follow, you know, just go. Park Avenue. That's it. 2901 Park Ave. It's like right off of a monument. You can't miss it. It's a Texas Inn, for goodness sake, right near the Children's Museum. So, love to have you join us. Now, it's going to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I know I'm going to get there a little bit early because, well, I may need to do some quality control. That's all. But it's a very special menu item that Dave Saunders and the team of the Texas Inn have come up with. And it is all to benefit the Special Olympics of Virginia. And because each and every year now, I team up with my friend, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, and we do something interesting, something crazy sometimes, but definitely interesting. This is going to be part of that activity.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For this year. Okay, so again, tomorrow at 1, Texas Inn, 2901 Park Avenue. Not too far from the Children's Museum. I am, throughout the week, I guess, going to share little bits and pieces from my visit to Israel. I know today's been slightly disjointed, and the reason for that is I am slightly disjointed. I got back, when did I get back? Saturday, right? Yeah, I got back Saturday morning, And then immediately Saturday evening, we had the big father figure event over at the Robbins Center. And we did it. We did it. I think it was $130,000 or $140,000. Remember, the goal was $100,000. And we raised $140,000. So the good work can continue. And I was really, really honored to be part of this effort. Some of the greatest men in Central Virginia just laid it all out there. Everybody worked hard to raise money. And we did it. And we did it. And if you want to see some photos, and no, I did not ride the big giant mechanical spider. I mean, I told everybody right off the bat, because Beach thought that was hysterical. Oh, everybody's got a mechanical bull. We got a mechanical spider. No. This is why I'm going to be honest with you, and Jeremy, don't take it the wrong way, because I know you're a very proud U of R grad, but this is why I told the boys. Under no circumstances could they attend University of Richmond. No, not going to happen. I'm not spending a nickel so that you can, you know, hang out with a spider. So no, I didn't actually ride the giant mechanical spider, nor will I ever ride the big giant mechanical spider, because to me that's like something out of a horror movie. But it was a great event at the Robbins Center, and I do have to thank the University of Richmond, because they did a nice job, except for the big spider. $140,000, so that's pretty good. And it is going to allow me to get back to jail. Heidi is so excited that I'm going back to jail. I feel so much better when I go to jail. I go to jail every week. And during the summer, we take time off because, you know, it's summer. And we are restarting our Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. It will actually start this Thursday. I cannot tell you how honored and humbled I am to be the lead instructor for that program at Pamunkey. I get so much out of it. I'm hoping I'm helping some of the inmates. And I will say again, as I've said every time I talk about it, it would not be possible were it not for the staff at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Some of the finest law enforcement professionals you're ever going to meet. They do so much to support the Inside Out Dad educational program. They're just amazing people over there. So I am looking forward to getting back to jail and hopefully helping one or two guys. You know, I mean, that's my goal. If I can help one of the guys in the class become a better dad, get his act together a little bit, then I feel like I've done something of value. If you want to see some of the photos from Israel, just visit me over on Facebook. That really is going to be the easiest thing. Look for Jeff Katz, Radio Katz on Facebook. I do have a lot of photos up there. I'm just now starting to unpack some of the gifts I received while I was over there, and actually some of the souvenirs that I purchased, because there was no downtime on this trip. There was no vacation component to this. This was go, go, go from 6 in the morning till about 10 or 10:30 at night. But I'm starting to get some of that stuff together. Listen, tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening to Rich Herrera. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.